John, what did you make of that?
The first 15 minutes, I thought we gave them a bit too much respect. And we really emphasised that before the game. And once you've given Shrewsbury a 1-0 lead and they don't concede many goals, even in the first 15 minutes, it becomes difficult then. And they do it really well. They do the basics better than anybody in this league. And we had some half chances and hit the post bar second half. Then they get that one late on. But it's the disappointing thing is the first goal. I thought the first goal and the timing of it just makes it difficult and gives you a mountain to climb. You can't give a team like Shrewsbury a goal in the first 10 minutes and because that's what they hang on to.
But them having scored so early on and late on, you have hit the woodwork twice and had chances in that second half. There's a yellow card on Luke Hendry when Erhan was clean on goal. Were you encouraged with the way you reacted to going behind?
Yeah, I was, but for me it's easy to play when there's no pressure when you're 1-0 down. I want us to try and play when the pressure's on and it's 0-0. I think there's no expectancy when it's 1-0. So we'd like us to start playing straight from the start of the game.
Was it a case of really trying to test the keeper a little bit more then in that second period?
I think it was, but we knew then with they had the wind at the backs, it was going to be difficult. They'd try and pen us in a little bit. They're probably one of the better teams at defending a lead. But we've got some good players on the pitch. We knew we could create some half chances, and I think it was a game of half chances today. I think the pitch was very lively. But I thought they did the basics a bit better than we did today.
It was an interesting switch in formation, I think I noticed, in that second period with Adam Chambers dropping back into a three and Leahy and Devlin as wing-backs. A change, just trying to a different way of trying to get a goal?
It's just to keep Erhan on the pitch and get two up top, because we knew it wasn't really a day for playing through the third, so we had to just play a little bit more direct and go off second balls. That's the main reason, really, just to get the two up top and keep it on the pitch. The only really way you can do that is if you play with the three. So yeah, that's just a little bit hopeful at that time stage of the game. It's just to get those extra bodies up top, but it didn't pay off.
This will be a really difficult one for the fans to take. A local derby, it's rare that they lose to Shrewsbury.
Yeah, understandable. Totally, it's a difficult one for me to take as well. I feel it like they do. I'm never going to question the fans. We've just got beat 2-0 in a local derby, so I can't stand here as manager and really take too many positives from that. Just disappointed, especially with the first 15 minutes.
It seemed to be perhaps a bit of infighting maybe in that second half, somebody getting chucked out, and it seemed to be, for the first time since I've come to the away games, a banner sort of asking for your removal as well. There's quite a lot of frustration at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been the same all year. That's no different. It's been the same every game since pre-season, so that hasn't changed from my perspective. All I can do is just try and get this group to pick up points, and but I can't keep giving them that belief. They have to find a way of getting it from within. I can't keep saying they're a young player and the young team, they're playing in League One football, men's football, so they've got to find a way of getting that fire in the belly and doing the scrappy stuff, because yeah, we're a technical team and we want to play, but for me, that first 50 minutes they just did the basics and scrapped better than we did.
It's a critical period still for your squad. It's four defeats in five now. You've got Wigan in 11 days' time. Is it a good or a bad thing that it's such a long time maybe now to the next game?
It's a bad thing. Yeah, you don't want that long to put things right. In a positive way, it gives us a chance to work on a couple of things. We'll also add to that the international break as well, with a few players possibly going. So yeah, It'll be testing times. I think the squad will be nice, a threadbare, if they end up going as well. But that's what we deal with. And we'll just have to, I've said, just I want players just to be ready to scrap, and the guys who show willingness and fight over the next 10 days will play in that weekend game.